This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Colorado lawmakers are set to unveil a raft of air quality bills over the next few weeks. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, one question is how much to spend on electric school buses.
So, believe it or not, this bus is on right now.
Environmental groups gathered to tour an electric bus in Denver Wednesday. Governor Jared Polis has proposed spending $150 million on buses like this one. Alex Simon is with the Colorado Public Interest Research Foundation, which supports the plan.
Electric school buses, they touch one of our most vulnerable populations, our children, who are especially susceptible to the pollutants that come from diesel.
Lawmakers are now negotiating how to spend more than $400 million proposed for air quality improvements. Other ideas include free transit rides and more funding for air regulators. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Western Colorado University in Gunnison has a new president. William Bradley Baca was the school's executive vice president and chief operating officer. Baca also served briefly as interim president in 2013. COVID-19 vaccinations will be available at some large events around Colorado next week. State-run mobile clinics will offer shots at the annual Cesar Chavez Celebration and Car Show in Grand Junction. They'll also be set up at the Four States Agricultural Exposition in Cortez. Colorado has nearly 2,000 vaccine providers right now. The State Health Department lists vaccination clinics on its website. Along the Front Range, sunny and warm today, highs near 80. Same goes for Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRCC.